Doing the Holy Letter of the Rebbe, Volume 4, Letter Number 1154, dated the 28th, Baruch Hashem, the 28th of Menachem Rav Tosh, and Al-Baruch and Shalom V'racha. This is in response to letting me know that your birthday is coming up. I want to bless you that you should, your mazel, your good fortune should increase, be strengthened, and you should find your livelihood easy so that you can support your wife and all of your children in a peaceful way, and emotionally, with this in the peaceful in soul and the peace of the body. Hashem has also strengthened your godly soul, which is now in a situation of meitzar, which is squeezed in a non good place, that it should be able to impact over here blows to organize your shalom bayis. Apparently the person had the shalom bayis problem. And the Rebbe says, I am surprised, the Rebbe said, how you don't see this, which is clear, it's evident to everybody, that this is the advice of the Yetzer Hara, who is strengthening in this matter, I guess in his shalom bayis matter, that he's not. So the Rebbe is saying that. The Rebbe says, I've told you already many, many times, and I'm going to repeat it again, that you have to put the effort, the greatest effort, in the matter of shalom bayis between you and your wife, may she live. The previous Rebbe agreed for this shidduch amongst you. And it's known, the sages of our, the saying of our sages, that the mind, or the das, the mind of the woman is light, and the woman, her tears are more common. And therefore, you should be the one that foregoes, especially when we're dealing in worldly matters. You should be the one to be mevater, to give in. And if at all times our sages, you want a copy of this letter?
Yeah, I'm liking it.
If at all times our sages told us about the greatness of Shalom Bayis, how much more so on Erev Shabbos Kodesh on Friday, which is in timeline, we're in the 6,000 years, so we're in the 6,000, the 6th millennia now. So, it's Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And we are all now, amongst all Jewish people, on Erev Shabbos Kodesh after midday, because we're past the 5,500. We're already now 5,773. Yeah, 76. So that the end of our exile is close, and the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu. It's understood that this Helen Vehestimer is as far as Shalom Bayis, because it's known how great peace is. The whole Torah was given, is the ways of the Torah, and all of its passageways are peace. The Rechel Dar Kinoim are pleasant, the ways of the Torah are pleasant, and all the passageways are peace, especially and this last Golos has known the statement of our sages in Yom HaTesomet Beis, that the reason we have it is because of the lack of peace, of Sinas Chinam. It was mentioned as the lack of peace. And as the closer we get to the end of the Golos, the wrestling of the other side, the opponent, becomes more not to allow to make peace in the world in general, especially between a man and a wife below, which is the microcosm. It's in similar to the Ish V'Isha, the man and woman above, especially, which is HaKadosh Baruch and the Jewish people. So there's fights over here to not allow for this union between the Jewish people with Hashem, with the coming of Mashiach. But the Rebbe says, the load you give according to the camel, which means if you've gotten the load, if you gave the load, that means you're a camel that can carry it. So I know it's hard, it's difficult, the other side is fighting it and it's a difficult time. You can do it. And certainly the strength has been given to withstand the test. Also look into the book of Echotzu, with blessings for fear of heaven and for Shalom Bayis.